The next meditation we're going to do is called the Lake Meditation. So again, let's begin by closing our eyes and turning our attention inward. Just simply noticing your breathing and becoming fully present in the moment. Just noticing the air going in and the air going out. Letting go of the outside world. Awareness on the breath, moment by moment. And now, in your mind's eye, picture a lake, a body of water that's held in a basin by the earth itself. Your lake may be shallow or deep, blue or green, muddy or clear. Simply notice. Notice all you can about the lake. Notice anything that is around you. Notice the temperature. Notice if there is a breeze or a stillness. Simply hold the image of your lake in your mind's eye and notice that if there is no wind, the surface of the lake is flat, and like a mirror, it reflects all the trees, rocks, sky, and clouds that are around it. Notice also how if a wind starts to blow, it stirs up little waves on the lake that may be anywhere from a ripple to a choppy wave. Reflections now disappear. Sunlight may sparkle in the ripples and dance on the waves like little diamonds. When you have established a picture of the lake in your mind's eye, allow yourself to become one with this lake as you lie down on your back or sit in meditation, whichever you prefer, so that your energies and the energies of the lake are one. And so that your energies are held by your awareness and your compassion for yourself in the same way that the lake's waters are held by the receptive and accepting basin of the earth itself. Breathing with the lake image moment by moment, see if you can feel its body as your body. Experience the moments of complete stillness when both reflection and water are completely clear, and other moments when the surface is choppy, reflections and depth are lost for a moment. And through it all, as you dwell in meditation, simply noticing the fleeting thoughts, feelings, and reactions which come and go as ripples and waves. Can you see a rippled or wavy surface as an essential aspect of being a lake and having a surface? Can you identify not only with the surface but with the entire body of water so that you become the stillness below the surface as well, which at most experiences only gentle undulations, even when the surface is rippled. In the same way, in your daily life and in your meditation practice, can you identify not only with the content of your thoughts and feelings, but also with that vast, unwavering reservoir of awareness itself, residing below the surface of the mind? In the lake meditation, we sit with the intention to hold in our awareness and acceptance all the qualities of mind and body, just as the lake sits, held, cradled, and contained by the earth, reflecting sun, moon, stars, sky, clouds, caressed by air and wind, which bring out and highlight its sparkle, its vitality, and its essence. Perhaps you can use this lake image to suggest new ways of caring yourself in times of turmoil. And perhaps you can remember that you are not only the ripples on the surface, but you are the deep stillness below the surface as well. So when you feel ready, taking as much time as you need to transition, just gradually open your eyes with a soft gaze and become alert to your surroundings. And as you become aware of the room you're sitting in or lying in, know that you can carry this stillness beneath the surface back into the room with you. And you can use this image in your daily life whenever you feel the need.